Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Ayin Hei Mabez. We're holding on the bottom of Ayin Hei and Aleph, the second to last line. So says the Gemara, V'yayimir Moshe b'seis Hashem lachem be'erev basar la'echov lachem ha'boikir l'zbaya. It says that we had basar at night to eat and man in the morning. So Tanu Mishmed Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, basar sheshalu shloka ha'igen, being that they asked for meat, and that was improper, they didn't need meat. So nitin lahem shloka ha'igen. So it was given to them at an improper time. They got it at night. They didn't have time to prepare it to have it for supper. However, lachem sheshalu ka'igen, the person needs bread. So therefore they asked for it properly, so nitin lahem ka'igen, it was given to them in the proper time, it was given to them in the morning, which is a good time to have some bread. Mikan lim d'tayr derech eretz, shalai yeichal adam basar ella belaylo. That really the proper time to eat meat is at night, and therefore the fact that they were given the slav at night was improper, because it still required shchita, they had to salt it, they had to cook it, and everything, get it all prepared. So getting it at night wasn't the right time, because really at night is when you're supposed to be eating it. That's the derech eretz to eat meat dafka at night. Ah, in fact, the gemara v'amar abaye, haiman de'isle sudasa leilechli ella b'yamama, and presumably that's talking about a meat suda, and he says that you're supposed to eat it by the day. Says the Gemara, Ke'eni mama. He doesn't mean during the day, he means when it's light, when there's light, because the person only gets fulfilled, sufficiently satiated when he sees the food. Ke'eni mama kamrina. They used to just snack around like chickens pecking around in the garbage. Moshe told them that no, there's a morning suda, there's a night suda, there's set times, you don't just snack around the whole day. Says the Gemara, it says about the slav that habasar idenu bein shneihem v'ksiv ad chodesh yamim. So it's a stira. On one pasuk it's mashma that the plague came when even right away when the basar was still between their teeth. Another pasuk says it was only a month later. Haketzad beinim la'alter mesu. The beinim, they died right away. Risham it's star v'holchan ad chodesh yamim. They know their pain started in the beginning, but lemaisa they only died 30 days later, so they suffered for a full 30 days. V'yishtechu Amrei Shlakish, it says that the slav was spread around the machane Amrei Shlakish, atukir v'yishtechu ela v'yishchetu. Melamed coming to teach us sheneschay busanei sheyisol shchita. The Klai Yisrael, because they complained about the meat, so about not having meat, so therefore they were chayv shchita. Shatoyach tana b'shmeid Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha that atukir shatoyach ela shachot. Malami is coming to teach us sheyarad lahem liyisrael maman davar shetan shchita. It's coming to teach us that the slav which came together with the man, it was something which required shchita. Amar Rebbe v'chi mikana talamid. Yes, is this the makar that the slav required shchita? V'alek v'arnemar, doesn't the pasuk say v'yamtra aleim kafar she'er u'kechol yamim ma'if kanaf, that called the third the pasuk and tell him calls the slav. It calls it aif kanaf. It calls it an aif. It calls it a bird. V'tanya, we learned in the Braisa, the Rebbe Yomer, v'zavachta, and the pasuk says kasher tzivisicha. We learn from there melamed shin stavu ma'isha ala veshet v'ala kana al reiv echad ba'if v'al reiv shnayim be'behema. The ma'isha b'inu was already given hilcha shchita. So an aif requires shchita. And if the slav is called an aif, so then that itself tells us that it must be that the slav requires shchita. Salamata mulaymer shatayach. So what's the pshan in the word shatayach? What do we learn from shatayach? Melamed shiyarad lahem mashtichin mashtichin. It's coming to teach us that the slav came down in layers and layers of slav. A lot of slav. Ksiv says the Gemara, the pasuk says lechem, uksiv shamen, uksiv devash. The pasuk describes the man as having three different tastes, bread, oil, and honey. Am Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, depends. La na'arim, it tasted like lechem. La zekeinim, older people, it tasted like shemen. La tinaikas, it tasted like devash, it tasted like honey. Each person, according to their category, the food that's good for them. Ksiv slav ukrinin slav. It says with a letter which you could read it as shlav, but yet we read it with a samach sound. We read it as slav. Amar bichanina tzadikim eichlun esav b'shalva risham eichlun esav v'dayim lahen kesilvan. That the tzadikim they eat it and they eat it with tranquility. However, the risham they ate it and it was like thorns. Amar bichanin by Rava. Dalamine slavhein. That there are four different types of slav. Ve'eluhein, and these are the sichli v'kivli pisyoni uslav. Mal yosha dekulu is sichli. That's the best one, is sichli. Griya dekulu slav. So they got the worst one because they complained. V'havi ketziporta, it's like a small bird. U'maisvina la betanura, you put it into the oven. V'tafach, and it was so fatty that it would expand. V'havi mali tanura, it would fill up the whole oven. U'maskina la atleis arifin, even if you put it onto 13 loaves, slices of bread. The bottom piece of those 13 was so saturated with fat that you couldn't eat it by itself, you had to eat it with something else. Rav Yehuda Mishtakach Le Beidani, he used to find slav amongst his barrels. Rav Chisda Mishtakach LeBeitzivi, he used to find it amongst his wood. Rav Maisle Arisa Koyoima, his Aris used to bring him, his sharecropper used to bring him from the field every day some slav that he found in the field. Yoima Chadle Aisi, one day he didn't bring. So Amar, so Rav said to himself, my high, what's going on over here? Why didn't he bring me the slav? So Salak LeIgra, meaning I guess he assumed already that he didn't have any slav, he didn't get any slav, and that's why the sharecropper didn't bring it to him. But he wanted to know, what's the pshat? Hashem didn't give me slav today. Every day Hashem gives me slav. What's the pshat? Hashem didn't give me slav today. So Salak LeIgra, he went to the roof. Shame LeYanuka Dikamri Shmati Vigtirgas Bitni, that the child was saying over the pasuk that I heard a bad besura and my inner shook. So Amar, so Rav said to himself, Shmami Nonach Nafshi Rav Chisda. It must be because his Rabbi Rav Chisda was nifter Ubadil Rabbo Achol Talmida, and it's only because of the Rabbi that that's why the Talmud was zeicha to have this slav. Meaning he was saying about himself that it's not the pshat that Stam Hashem was doing him a tayv and giving him slav every day. It was Bischus Rav Chisda. It was Bischus Rav Chisda that he was getting his slav. So today, when Rav Chisda was nifter, so that's why Memelo, he didn't get his slav. Ksiv, the pasuk says about the man, v'tal shichva satal, uksiv uvareda satal, and the pasuk says, yeward haman olav, that the man was on top of the tal. So which one was it? Was it the tal on top of the man, or was it the man on top of the tal? So Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, it was tal milamala v'tal milamata, they're both true. There was, the man was in the middle. There was a layer of tal on the bottom of the man, and a layer of tal on top of the man. V'daima kamaisha munach bekufsa, it was like it was in a package. It was nicely packaged up, gift wrapped it for Klal Yisrael because they asked nicely. Dak mechuspas, it was dak mech, the mom was also described as dak mechuspas. So Amr Shlakish davar shini mayach apisa sayad. Mechuspas is mechpas, that it was something which was so soft that it melted on the palms of their hands. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, that mechuspas is gematria 248, it's something that got absorbed into the 248 limbs of their bodies, they didn't have to go to the bathroom. Mechuspas tuva havi, frek the Gemara, the gematria mechuspas is not 248, it's 254. So says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak, mechuspas ksev, there's no vav, so you added an extra 6. So take out that 6, it's not 254, rather it's 248, which is being meramis to this idea that it got absorbed into their 248 limbs. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan lechem abir machalish, the lechem shemalach yasharis oichon oisai divri Rabbi Kiva. It's called lechem abirim because it's the lechem of the malachim. That's Rabbi Kiva darshit. However, when this drasha was told over to Rabbi Shmuel, so Amar Lahem, he said to them, Akiva Teisa. He said, tell Rabbi Kiva, Akiva, you're making a mistake. You think Malachim eat? That when Moshe Rabbeinu went up, so he didn't eat anything, he didn't drink anything to join in the Minhag HaMalkaim. So you see that the Minhag HaMalkaim in Shemayim is not to eat or not to drink. So you see, malachim don't eat. Alamani mekayim abirim. So why is the man referred to as lachem abirim? It's lachem shenivla b'masayim ve'ivarim b'shmona ivarim. Abirim is milashon ivarim. Is coming to be meramis about the fact that the man got absorbed into their ivarim. Alamani mekayim v'yaseh tiyalucha ala zeinecha. But it says that they had to have a shovel in case they had to go to, when they had to go to the bathroom. So I thought they didn't have to go to the bathroom. So says the Gemara, dvarim shemitagri umas oilam meichron oisan lahem, the things that the tagrin, the merchants of the umas oilam would sell to them, they would also sell to them some additional food that the taka needed to go to the bathroom for. Rabbi Blazer ben Parto, that's not true. No, even the things that they bought from the Umas Olam, the man would help them get absorbed into their bodies, and they didn't have to go to the bathroom. The pasuk is mashma that they did have to go to the bathroom. It's first that they had to go to the bathroom. Says the Gemara, that was talking about after they complained. After they complained about the fact that they were eating and they weren't going to the bathroom, so they were scared from it, as the Gemara is about to explain. After they complained, then they had to go to the bathroom. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, ani amarak to you kamalecha sharis. I was coming to do you a taiva that you should be like the malachim and not having to go to the bathroom. Aksher ani matriach haisam shalosh parsayis. But now I'm going to be matriach klayisro that they have to go away 3 parsayis to use the bathroom. The chesiv, as the pasuk says about the machne Yisrael, it says v'yachnu al yardim yibes a yeshima is ad avil hashitim. V'amar Rabbi Barachano, I saw these places the didi chazle who asro v'havis losol parsay, and it's 3 parsayis. I saw them. That's how large the machane was. V'tanim, we learned that kishanifnim, when a person had to go to the bathroom, so ein nifnim leilifneim leilit stand. You couldn't go in front of the machane or to the side. El acharei, and you had to go all the way behind the machane. So some people had to go 3 parsayis away. Says the Gemara, va'ata nafshenu yevesha ein ko. The pasuk says this is when they complained. They complained, va'ata nafshenu yevesha ein ko. Amru, they were saying that asin manzeh shatipach b'meim. that the mud's going to explode in their intestines. They were scared. We're eating and it's not going anywhere. So it's going to explode. Is there a human being that he eats and he doesn't use the facilities? It can't be. We're going to explode. So that's what they were complaining about. So now the Gemara, the Gaon takes out the next few lines, but we'll read it. It's really just a quote from the previous sugya that Ukshanemru Devarim of Neir Bishmal. So Amr Lahem Atikri Abirim Alei Varim. He said it's not Lachem Abirim that the Malachim eat. It's Lachem Evarim that it got Davar Shanivla B'Mesayim V'Arbaim Ushman Evarim. It's bread that got absorbed. The man got absorbed into their limbs. Alamani Mekayim V'Yaset Hilacha Al Zeinecha. Ah, it says that you have a shovel that to go to the bathroom. But Devarim Shabayim Lahem M'Medina Sayam. That was talking about the food that they imported that they had to go to the bathroom for. Says the Gemara now the Gemara is adding to that, the Davar Acher, another pshat on Lechem Abirim, that Lechem Abirim Achal Ish, that what does it mean, Lechem Abirim Achal Ish, Zeya Yoshua, Shiyar Loi Man Kneged Kol Yisrael. It's referring to Yoshua, that he had Man Kneged all of Kla Yisrael. So Lechem Abirim is referring to the Lechem of Kla Yisrael, Achal Ish is referring to Yoshua, that Yoshua ate the Lechem equivalent to all of Kla Yisrael's Lechem. Now, how do we know that Ish is referring to Yeshua? Because Ksiv Hacha Ish, it says over here, Achal Ish, Ksiv Hasam, and it says elsewhere, Kach Lecha Es Yeshua Benon, Ish Asher Ruach Bay. So the Torah calls Yeshua an Ish, so we say that this Ish is referring to the same Ish in that pasuk, it's referring to Yeshua. Fact the Gemara, but we find that Maisha Rabbeinu is also called Ish. Veima Maisha, Dechsiv Ha'ish Maisha Anav Ma'ai. So the Torah also calls Maisha Rabbeinu an Ish. Says the Gemara, no, done in Ish Me'ish, vein done in Ish Me'viha Ish. By Yoshua and by the Pasuk of Lechem Abir Machal Ish, it says just the word Ish. By Maisha Rabbeinu, it says Viha Ish. So therefore, it's more similar to the Pasuk of Yoshua, so therefore we darshan that's talking about Yoshua. The Lechem Abir Machal Ish is referring to Yoshua and not to Maisha Rabbeinu.